And talking with Robert Bonney. Okay, a big day here at Commodity Classic, right? And why is it such a big day?
Well, we've rolled out the first two agreements today for the Partnerships for Climate Smart Commodities program. And that's an effort to work with farmers, with ranchers, with forest owners to deploy climate smart practices at scale through incentives, through voluntary agreements. And so we're excited about that. Two projects today, one by the Iowa Soybean Association, one by Farmers for Soil Health, are going to work with farmers on the ground through commodity groups and others to put those practices into place. We're going to measure and monitor the outcomes, and we're going to demonstrate that agriculture can do really good things for the climate and for sustainability.
In the past, when we've talked conservation, it's really been through our local USDA Service Center. Is this really branching out and changing the game a bit?
Yeah, this is a different model. Our service centers are going to remain there for folks that need technical assistance, financial assistance through our Farm Bill programs. This is an effort to work with folks on the ground in a different way to provide the same type of assistance. It's going to be more flexible, and farmers are going to work with those partners on the ground. In the case of the Iowa Soybean Association, it'll be with the Iowa Soybean Association and other commodity groups. Farmers for Soil Health, same thing. There are a lot of commodity groups, corn, soybean, and pork, that are working with the Farmers for Soil Health, and they're going to deploy both the technical assistance and the practices. And so we're excited about that model. We think it might provide more flexibility, allow us to reach more farmers.
And some might sit back and say, okay, the end game here, which may be obvious, but maybe it helps to just go ahead and restate, what are we working towards?
There are really two end games here. One's pretty tangible. There's significant reductions we can make in greenhouse gases. We think it's north of 50 million metric tons. We think we can reach millions of acres, 25 million acres of working lands in the United States. And we think the model this is a commodity program. It's about supporting the production of climate-smart commodities. We think that's all important. There's an intangible outcome here, which is we want to build a model, a voluntary, incentive-based, collaborative model that works with farmers, ranchers, and forest owners that we think will work here domestically, and we think it could work internationally. We want to demonstrate that agriculture can be a hero when it comes to climate change. That's a little less numbers-oriented than, you know, thinking about acres and tons, but ultimately that's what we want to do.
So good to see you. Wish you the best.
Great to see you.